If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest. You, my friend, are part of the problem and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy Monday. It's another week of life. If you're listening to my voice, you are hopefully above ground, 4 feet or taller. It is the 2nd of October, nearing Hallows Eve for those of you who celebrate Halloween. This is also a very cryptic month and horrible month for people who are being satanically ritually abused. Yep, that'll put a dent in your $8 billion candy industry for Halloween. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Liberty. I'm your host, Monica Matthews, talking about life, love, and you guessed it, liberty. Also, your finances. Oh my gosh, you guys have been blowing me up for the past 2 years about where you can go for spot gold purchases and where you can convert things into cryptocurrencies and who do I recommend and who I've had many crypto crap coins, y'all know what you call them, and otherwise, you know, folks reach out to me wanting me to shill for their products. I'm like, nope, I don't want anything to do with that, and so I'm waiting for the perfect relationship for me, and I think I found it. You ready? So for those of you who have been blowing me out of the water, I need you to go to itrustcapital.com/Monica. iTrust Capital. If you don't know how to spell capital, C-A-P-I-T-A-L, not O, .com/Monica. And go there. You'll find out everything you need to know about how to convert your 401ks into Roth IRAs, into cryptos, into Bitcoin. All of this is, you know, perfectly legal for those of you who are like, oh, I don't trust any of that weird coin stuff. Well, you can also handle your spot purchases that you've been asking me about, which you can also do at Goldco. Yes, I'm still an affiliate of Goldco, and I still recommend Goldco at MonicaProtectsWithGold.com for those of you who feel better about rolling these things over into Goldco, then go for it. They do not deal in cryptos or bitcoins. And their spot purchases, they do offer spot purchases, but for my purposes, and for your purpose to be able to roll these things over into, you know, so that you're not getting whacked by the IRS if you're using part of your 401k or Roth IRAs. According to Gold Coast standards, you need to be into a premium metal. And so, you know, gold has different layers to it. So at goldco.com, MonicaProtectsWithGold.com, that's where you go for that. Also, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of preference. And so I'm diversifying my reach because many of you are actually making the leap into cryptos, Bitcoin, et cetera, because you see what's coming and you're diversifying. Right. And I will warn you though, I always say this, and this is not financial advice. You should always pray for discernment with regard to your finances and where to put them. Where do your research? Do your research on companies, people. You know, I'm not going to put my name behind something that I've not utilized discernment on. And so itrustcapital.com/Monica. Check them out. You don't have to buy anything today if you don't want to, but at least the very least, go check it out, especially for those of you who are in fact making the leap into various cryptos. Some of you are into XRP, which, you know, if I were going to make a leap into crypto world, it would more than likely be XRP. And I had another one pop into my head. God, I'm just going to leave that alone. Anyway, so itrustcapital.com/Monica. That's where you need to be today. Also, where do you need to be today? Well, we need to be exhaling. We need to be inhaling and exhaling, right? Why? Because the world is crazy. And this country is only going to get crazier over the next, everyone else is predicting 9 months. I think they're probably correct. And there's some wackadoo something that's supposed to happen October 4th. I have no idea. You guys always reach out to me about these conspiratorial things that I honestly see them. I'm not blind to them. But I've got my nose, you know, in the ark. I've got my nose in the kingdom. And so I'm concerned about kingdom things because as this country continues to watch various institutions and pillars of the country completely collapse in on themselves, because that's what's happening. With every bright light that is shown and the cockroaches continue to scatter. Some of you think what's happening in Congress right now, and Matt Gaetz calling for Speaker McCarthy to be removed, you see that as confusion, and you're buying into the Mark Levin crap and others, pardon me, who are in Newt Gingrich, for God's sakes, who are ultimately establishment hacks, if you haven't figured that out by now. This is another reason why I warn you guys about making idols out of people, especially during times of crises, right? Because everyone wants a hero. But why is my nose in the ark? Because there's only one hero to the end of this story. And if we're going to have a new beginning as a nation, there's only one hero. And his name is not Mark Levin. And to be honest with you, his name is not Donald Trump. And his name for sure isn't Joe Biden. Amen. So with all of that, some of you see all of this as you're buying into the establishment narrative that, you know, they've got to oust Matt Gaetz. And, you know, in Representative Corey Mills, Congressman Corey Mills, he nailed it, which he will be on the Monday night Twitter space that I'm on every Monday evening, beginning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, hosted by David Pollack. David is my newest addition to my new media network that I'm very excited about. And we're busy building cool things for you. But David is a fantastic gentleman who has a radio program out of Orlando. And he is very candid. I love his candor. And he's just he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. He's funny, but you can trust what he's saying is not going to be riddled with a bunch of hyperbolic conjecture, which aren't we all just really tired of that? Aren't you tired of that? I am. I'm tired of all the bitching and the whining and the complaining and the women screeching into their microphones, and men sound like women screeching, and everybody's just nuts about, just crazy about everything. And I'm like, no. This is a time for those of us who have been like, get in the ark, get in the Word of God and stay there. If this is like a season of jubilee, financial jubilee, if this is what I believe it is, and so does President Trump, by the way, that our better years are ahead of us, right? We haven't seen anything yet that we are going to see a wealth transfer unlike ever before. Y'all are going to be left behind if you're sitting over in a corner scared listening to crazy people. So I don't know how else to say that. There's no nice way to say it, to be honest with you. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. I'm not the one, not tonight. So I'm here to tell you that they're trying to oust Matt Gaetz because Matt represents what, and just like Corey said, Congressman Mills said very eloquently and poignantly, that this is what's supposed to be happening. It's just that we're used to seeing them screw us over and just do everything. They lie to our faces and they do stuff behind the scenes and they come out and tell us what they're going to do and how it's going to be done. And we're just going to have to take it. But you actually have men who are and women who are standing for a change to occur in the United States Congress in the way that things are done as usual. And you know what, you guys? That takes risk. Just like you moving over to iCapital.com/Monica or you going over to MonicaProtectsWithGold.com, there's inherent risk with every decision we make. You're going to go out to your mailbox as the trash truck's coming down the road. There's a risk. You could be hit by the trash truck. Who knows if you live in the state of Atlanta like I do. You know, you go to the grocery store, you take your life into your own hands every day. Thank you, Fannie Willis, for, you know, the witch hunt of President Trump. And here we are. Every decision we make comes with a risk. You have to evaluate these things from a clear mind, which is why I'm always telling you to get into the ark so that you have clarity. So when Mark Levin is screeching, remember the same person who was shilling for a convention of states, right? Which none of you wanted either, by the way. But Mark spent the past 3 or 4 years convincing you that that was the way to go. Can you imagine how that would go now? Oh my gosh. Knowing how many traitors we have in the Republican Party, are you serious? I feel bad for even bringing all that stuff to you guys. But, you know, at the time I thought it may be a viable option. And I usually do bring you guys more than one option whenever it comes to, hey guys, this is an option. You could in fact call for a convention of states. But here's the risk associated with that. And most Americans are not willing to take the risk. Right? And so, of course, we're watching a massive throwdown go. I love it. I'm like, bring it. Bring it. I'm so tired of this buttoned up white, red coat, whatever, the, you know, marching five paces and kneeling and firing. I'm tired of that. This is guerrilla warfare. This is all out war of a spiritual nature, which means that men and women of courage are called to rise and stand in the physical spaces in which they have been entrusted. And I am not suggesting that Matt Gaetz is my holy messiah, and neither is Representative Corey Mills or Congressman Corey Mills. No one in that godforsaken town of D.C., and it is godforsaken at this point, but, you know, Holy Spirit willing, we're going to see a complete upheaval and overturning of systems, which we are watching, by the way, in full time. Some of you who understand what's happening in the financial markets, and you are involved in Bitcoin and crypto and XRP and all of that, you are looking at what's happening with great enthusiasm and anticipation, because you understand that for something to be made great again, you first have to accept and admit that it has completely fallen. It has completely crumbled. And in this country, has. You have over 35 million illegal aliens in this country. Do you understand that? That is like four small nations. That's not peanuts. Half of that voted for President Trump, if you were to actually look at the numbers, right? 81 million, close to half. 81 million votes. You have over 35 million illegal people in the close to half of that. That's a lot of folks who do not belong here. Not illegally. And you know me, I've come from a family of immigrants, so I have no problem with immigration. But look at Europe. The news out of Germany is that Germany will no longer be Germany within the next two generations. Germans will be gone. Those are my people. Those are my mother's people. They'll be gone. No more German culture. Gone. What will it be? Syrian. It'll be Pakistani. It'll be everything but Germanic or German, as we've come to know Germans. Right? Culture gone. Dead. America, 35 million illegals of fighting age men predominantly. 85,000 plus missing children, gone. Gone. The United States government, quote, lost them, gone. Gone. I'm not being hyperbolic. You've heard it. You've heard it from experts on these spaces that I'm in and my shows. Trump administration officials with HHS have confirmed. We have tens of thousands of children being trafficked on our tax dollar. So you know what? Let it implode, honey. I am not afraid of that. I'm not. I do realize there will be chaos. There will be, I understand that. I know what comes with that. I'm not looking forward to the madness that other people will absolutely see as an opportunity to perpetuate. And because you have tens of thousands of fighting age newly brought into this country, also flown on commercial airliners, mind you, illegal aliens who are allegedly seeking asylum who do not qualify for asylum. Right now you have the Democrats shouting from the rooftops too. Look at New York City. It's a disaster. A young girl, 11 years old, I believe, was abducted from a campground in New York just this weekend, camping with her family, gone. What's that about? You got people with diseases, kids going to school on your dime. You got homeless veterans, literally veterans being kicked out of facilities to house illegals. Does this sound like we are still standing? And see, for some of you, you want to believe that, well, this is just the Democrat. It's just because it's Joe Biden's administration. It all changed. No, no, no. We've already changed. We can't even agree that English should be the official, which means legal language of this country. Do you realize that? And do you also realize that without a common language Tower of Babel, it is impossible to build something with any level of cohesion? Ever tried starting a company? Trust me on that. You better have some cohesion, right? A house divided against itself will fall. Well, we're past that. And so that's why I've encouraged you all to take your peace, because you have to. It's all you have. And it is the greatest gift that Christ himself left with us. And he doesn't leave it as the way, he doesn't give it as the world gives. The world is passing away, and the things of the world are passing away. And it's all built upon and propagated upon lust, idolatry, covetousness, greed, jealousy, envy, bitterness, all of it. That is the world's system. And if you call yourself a disciple of the kingdom of heaven, that is not our system. And it's really hard, you guys. It's hard for, but I got to tell you something. You know, Yeshua himself said, if your hand offends you, cut it off. If your eye offends you, pluck it out. Whatever it is that is causing you to stumble and to keep from entering into his rest, to keep from entering into the kingdom, you got to get rid of it. You can't hold on to it like a pet sin or, you know, well, it's just my PTSD. You can't, no, you have to, we, not just you. I'm not preaching at you. This is us, right? All of us, me included, me first, actually. So that should be a hashtag when it comes to discipleship and telling people they need to repent, get right or get left. It needs to start with hashtag me first. So hashtag Monica first, right? My house first. And that's no joke. We are called to repent, to turn from the world system, because we're not children of the world. And so if Twitter is your hand, if it's your eye that offends you, pluck it out. There are ways to still stay engaged without losing your peace and losing your sanctification. Amen. And for some of us, like I've had to start scheduling tweets some days because it's so caustic and it's so gross in that environment. I don't want to be a part of it. I cannot afford to be there because it's too costly to my soul. I don't have peace to come on here and preach peace to you if I'm all wrapped up in all the name calling and the backstabbing and the, you know, wars, rumors of wars, threats, you know, pending doom. But there is a lot of violence in the earth right now, whether it's thoughts, feelings, habits, it's words, it's wars, actual wars that are finally coming to an end. Ukraine, told you were going to lose. So yeah, on our dime, but that was never about Ukraine. I mean, surely my discerning audience knows that by now. World's greatest laundering campaign, right? And that will continue. Actually, it'll reveal itself in different ways. But that's all that was a global laundering effort. And we should all be so grateful to know that, you know, some cooler heads prevailed and we didn't end up with nukes on our soil, like pointed and deliberately detonated on our soil. That's a blessing. Amen. Because while civil unrest is occurring, which is sad and unfortunate, but it's always going to bring out the bestial nature. When you have the puppet masters and the narrative masters who are literally masters of psychology, who understand exactly how to pull the strings of otherwise not very intellectually sound or emotionally sound human beings, for sure not spiritually sound human beings. And even for those of us who profess to be spiritually sound, it is hard to be able to discern between what is neural linguistic programming and what is actually true. And then what should your response be to either? Because the world we live in requires a response. The heist of your election grid requires a response. You have been entrusted with this soil. And so by response, I mean, you should be pushing for these cases, you know, out of 50 something cases, out of 52, I think 50 of them were just completely, no, we're not even going to take them up. You do realize that, right? Out of your election cases, it wasn't because there wasn't evidence. That is not true at all. There are mountains of evidence. There are people who have risked everything and actually ended up in jail over bringing you the evidence. So it's there. And the Democrats know that as well. And anyone telling you otherwise, Ron DeSantis, is a liar. They are absolutely evidence deniers. That's what they are. They're evidence deniers. And so with that, that requires a response on behalf of the American people, does it not? Your borders being completely wide open and down on all sides, not just the southern border. They're literally flying in on commercial airliners, as I just stated. That requires a response. What is the legal response to this? It's not Twitter. It's not Facebook. It's not crumbling in a corner. It's not watching your portfolios diminish by up to 45% in your retirement portfolio, knowing that we're getting ready to head for a massive, potentially, crapper, worse than it is now. Excuse my expressions today. I'm just a little on fire. But, you know, we are headed for the crapper of all crappers, I believe, in the way of the economy. But it's also going to be, remember, during the Great Depression, you know, the rich got richer. And it's, and the rich really consist of the people who knew how to position themselves. So that's why I'm telling you to open your eyes and start following people who are involved in other, whether it's gold, silver, it's crypto, it's Bitcoin. I will warn you, please be careful in the crypto markets. And I'm not suggesting that Bitcoin is the messiah of all digital currencies, although some people would argue with me on that to the death, actually. And that's fine. I don't know enough about it to be able to tell you, but I do know this. I don't put nothing of mammon. It should be our messiah. Because trust this, if it all blew up and spoke, and the Lord himself came down and smote the entire earth, which some of you are hoping for, and I don't blame you, but I don't think that's what's about to happen. But we are about to see a lot of tables overturned, for sure, in the marketplace. Because we have actually turned this country from a house and a nation of prayer into a den of whores and thieves. We sell our own children on open markets. We sell others' children on open markets. That should bother you. That's a little less like American, right? Or maybe not. I don't know. Nevertheless, if it all goes up in smoke and there's no economy, right? Let's just say there's no internet, there's no interwebs, there's no satellite, there's nothing, right? Well, you better know who's going to feed you and how. And he does take care of his own. So if he's going to use a raven to feed Elijah, he's going to feed you and your family. That's what I believe. And I do realize that there have been nations in the past that starved to death and actually ate their own children. I'm fully aware of that. And I don't have answers for that. But what I do have is faith for better days. And I have faith for a father who wants what's best for his creation. And sometimes to get to what's best, you have to remove what's worse. And I believe that's what we're witnessing. I really do, with all due respect. I believe that's what we're witnessing. And I do believe, according to the prophets of this day and age, the true prophets, that we're going to see more of an intensifying occur between now and the spring. And you're definitely going to want to make sure that you guys are in your financial arcs. And on that note, President Trump's attorneys, from what I understand today in New York, that pretty little girl that he hired for $1.4 million, whatever they put into that bank account so far, apparently, according to some of my colleagues and legal friends, she missed a deadline. As you all know who practice law, you miss deadlines, your case could be dead in the water. It works in favor of others. Like, it's a mess. You have to pay attention to paperwork, filings, deadlines. I mean, that's half the battle. That is literally three quarters of the battle. And so apparently she missed a filing that would have allowed him to go before a jury, which, you know, it's New York. So honestly, you saw the judge today showboating in front of a camera. He's posing. You see Letitia in the back, you know, shooting daggers at President Trump from behind. You see him sitting there, God bless him, with this look of, wow, this is pretty remarkable that I spent my entire life and this is what it amounts to. But you know what? That's the purpose. That's the purpose in all of this. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He does not come to cancel you or Donald Trump. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's right there in the word. It's in your ark. Amen. By the way, if you're looking for a Bible study fellowship to join, you're welcome to join us every Monday morning on WebEx, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know that's early, but we do have two West Coasters, so you have no excuse. And they show up complete in hair rollers, house robes, cigarettes, whatever. And we love them. And we love it. And we love it all. So, but we preach the word. We teach the word to each. He teaches us, honestly. The Holy Spirit teaches us, and we share with one another what we're learning. And right now we're in the book of John, which is beautiful. And we're in chapter 10. So if you want to join us, catch up, get on up to chapter 10, read through to chapter 11, and hit me up on email, monica.matthews@protonmail.com. I'll send you a WebEx link, and you're welcome to join us every Monday morning again at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you've done Zoom, you can do WebEx minus the Chinese Spy Channel. And we would love to have you. So we have a very cool group of people, and we love each other dearly. And if you are a Fed, we will find you out. So there, we have ways. Now, you're also welcome. Matter of fact, most of you who are Feds who listen to my show, you should probably join us, truth be told. And you'll realize that, you know, being a Christian extremist means something different than what's sitting on your refrigerator at the FBI headquarters. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, it's a beautiful evening here in the ATL, and I'm going to take my life into my own hands and go to Hot Works and exercise. And I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. So excited, 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 excited. Please also, hello, if you would love to be a part of this lift of ours in this network, which is total purpose driven, please go to givesendgo.com/Monica Matthews with two T's and donate whatever amount the Lord puts on your heart to donate, and know that it will be amplified, magnified. It will go to a very good cause. We have a lot of things to lift on this, but we're pumped because we know we're called for a time such as this, and we know Father has us, and he has us leading. He's leading us, and he's also behind us, and we have great people like you and my other listeners and followers who are on board as well. So looking forward to bringing you guys just awesome, trustworthy content that is not a whole bunch of bloviating and hyperbole and craziness. It's time to restore. Remember, after every upheaval is restoration. And don't you want to be here for the restoration? I mean, don't you want to be here to enjoy, you know, whatever the jubilee is going to be? We could have a couple of years of bumps and bruises, but I believe on the other side of that, it's going to be well worth whatever our Father is ushering in. Amen. All right, guys, you know what to do. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And go to my website and sign up for my newsletters too, because we've got a lot of good stuff coming. MonicaMatthews.com. Remember, if you're an American, act like one.